This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A good number of Republicans joined Democrats to pass an abortion rights measure in Ohio on Election Day. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Ohio voters have approved a constitutional amendment that guarantees the right to abortion and other forms of reproductive health care. The latest blow for abortion opponents following a string of defeats in statewide votes since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last year. And it highlighted the divide between Ohio voters and the Republicans who control every lever of statewide political power. Still, Republicans remain defiant. Ohio House Speaker Jason Stevens saying the amendment's approval is not the end of the conversation. I'm Ben Thomas.
The governors of Kentucky and Mississippi have been reelected. Democratic Governor Andy Beshear in Kentucky, Governor Tate Reeves in Mississippi. Philadelphia will have its first female mayor, Democrat Sherelle Parker.
You heard me talk about making our public health and safety our number one priority. Listen, I don't apologize about that. We are going to use every legal tool that is in the toolbook to make this city safe.
And in Virginia, the state house will be under the control of Democrats after voters had their say yesterday. More Palestinian civilians are running from northern Gaza as Israel's air and ground campaign there intensifies. The G7 nations are calling for humanitarian pauses to get aid to civilians in the Gaza Strip as they support Israel. The House voted to censure Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, the only Palestinian American in Congress, but she says her words about the Israel-Hamas war have been distorted. GM's Cruise autonomous vehicle unit is recalling all of its cars to update software after one of them dragged a pedestrian to the side of a San Francisco street last month. This is AP News. To the price of olive oil now.
A global surge in olive oil prices has presented criminals across the Mediterranean with an opportunity. Prices for olive oil have tripled since 2019. Cases of warehouse break-ins, accounting scams, and oil tampering are on the rise in the olive-growing heartlands of Greece, Spain, and Italy. Gangs are using chainsaws to hack off olive tree branches and cutting down entire trees at unguarded groves. Grower Konstantinos Marku has been a victim. He says it's a felony. You are killing our own history here. Olive growers are already battling high production costs and the impact of climate change. Nilos Papakristou has been a victim of the chainsaw robbers. He says, I believe the production will not be enough for our needs. In Italy, tractors and expensive equipment have been stolen along with the olives. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.